This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I'm judging a Goose Island Summertime, which is labeled as a German-style Kolsch beer, Category 6C Kolsch. Taking a look at it, the first thing I can see is that it's hazy, which is a bad thing. Kolsch is always filtered clear in Germany. It's a deep yellow to pale gold color. It's on the bottom end of the style, but that's okay. It's got a frothy, pure white head. It looks to be settling somewhat fast. Give it a 2 overall in appearance. Smelling it, you get a mild, grainy malt. A little bit of esters, maybe apple. Just a hint of hops. The grain has a little bit of a bready or toasty quality to it. A little like bread dough. It's subtle. It's got a little bit of sulfur. It doesn't really have that distinctive Pils malt sweetness, German Pils malt sweetness, in the nose. You know, this might be a little stale, too. It's not really any sort of classic oxidized, it's just smelling a little old. I'm going to give it a 9. Tasting it? Okay, I do get a Pils malt flavor here. It's medium light. It's a Pils malt sweetness up front with a little bit of esters. It's got a very light, bready, toasty quality to it as sort of a background flavor. The bitterness is medium-low. It's got a low hop flavor. Not really distinctive. It's lightly spicy. It finishes with a moderate malt fullness. Kolsch is usually a little drier than that, a little more attenuated. Yeah, more of that little bit of bread dough flavor. The malt flavor with a little bit of sweetness is the dominant flavor. It is subtle, but clean. The flavors don't really pop. You know, it is a subtle style, but there is a muted quality to it, so it might be a touch old. I'll give it a 16. Mouthfeel. It's pretty smooth. Medium light body. Medium carbonation. Nothing other really to comment about. All that's good. I'll give it a 5. Overall, it's not as well attenuated or featuring the distinctively German Pils malt sweetness that the best German examples have. It does have a nice balance. It is delicate in its flavor profile. Again, this might be a little old. The style really needs to be consumed fresh. The little bit of bready quality in there is a little unusual. But all in all, it's a fairly decent American interpretation on the style. I'm taking a look at the bottle now to see if I can figure out anything about its age. Yeah, it looks like it was bottled 8 months ago, so yeah, it's probably past its shelf life. So maybe this is summer seasonal, and it's not the right time of year to look for it. So this may not be presenting itself as fresh as could be. I know I've had it fresh at the brewery, or at the brew pub, and it is very good. So 8 overall, and that totals up to a 40, mostly just because it doesn't jump out with the sort of the German ingredients quite as much, and it does seem a little old. So you can't really knock the oldness on the style. Have it fresh, and you know, it probably gets you know, 3 or 4 more points just for that. So that's the Goose Island Summertime, judged as a 6C Kolsch.